SBS Radio.
Unti-unti nang nararamdaman ng mga residente sa Queensland ang tila papaunting supply ng mga sariwang gulay sa mga suki nilang pamilihan. Kapansin-pansing na nga lahati sa karaniwang dami ang mga hanay ng gulay sa mga supermarkets tulad ng cauliflower, broccoli, snow peas at celery. Kakambal siyempre nito ang pagtaas ng presyo ng mga nasabing gulay. Nitong nakaraang linggo, nagsimula ng magpaskil ang Woolworths at Coles sa kanilang mga supermarket ng paliwanag ukol dito. Sinabi ng merchandise manager ng Woolworths na si Warwick Hope sa SBS Radio na apektado ang kanilang supply ng mga gulay nang naging masamang panahon sa iba't ibang parte ng Australia. Gayun din ang tugon ng tagapagsalita ng Coles at inaming kulang din ang kanilang supply sa ngayon. Ngunit kampante sila nila na nasa mabuti pa din silang posisyon kaysa sa ibang pamilihan dahil napapanatili lang mas mababa ang kanilang mga paninda sa kabila ng krisis sa supply. Kahapon, higit pang tumaas ay 1 kilo ng snow peas dito sa Brisbane. Umabot na ang presyo nito sa 18 dolyar kada kilo. Sa kada balot ng 250 grams, naglalaro ito sa pagitan ng 5 hanggang 7 at kalahating dolyar. Nasa makatwid ay maaaring umabot ito ng 30 dolyar kada kilo. Nakapanayam natin si Shane Lindy, ang communications manager ng Ausveg, ang pangunahing grupong kumakatawan sa mga magsasaka ng gulay sa Australia. Ayon sa kanya, karamihan sa mga apektadong produkto at mga gulayan ay mula sa Victoria kung saan ay nakaranas ng matinding init na sumalanta sa maraming tanim. Aniya, bagamat mayroong ilang mga sakahan ang tinamaan ng baha sa hilagang Queensland nitong nakaraang buwan, hindi ito kasama sa mga dahilan ng krisis sa supply. We got Sean Lindy on the phone, the National Manager of Communications of Ausveg. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, thanks, Celeste.
It is being felt now all across Queensland and even in other states that there's a little bit of a tightening of supply of fresh produce. Can you tell us how bad the supply crisis really is and what sort of crops are hugely affected? How much of this is related to the recent floods in North Queensland?
Yeah, so there has been some vegetable commodities that have had some impact on supply given some recent weather events in key growing regions. The floods and the storms in Queensland haven't necessarily impacted a lot of vegetable supply, given that northern Queensland is a winter growing region for the Australian vegetable industry. So a lot of vegetable growers up in that region haven't put many vegetable plants in the ground yet. The storms and the floods did impact on some infrastructure, which would have caused a bit of issue to actually deliver fresh produce off the farm. But in terms of vegetable supply, the floods and the storms haven't seen a huge impact on supply. However, in some of the southeastern growing regions, particularly in Victoria, there had been quite a lot of heat and also hail events that did cause an impact on some vegetable crops. And that's what is sort of the main driver behind some of the limited supply that we're seeing in some lines. So some lines that are impacted include broccoli, cauliflower, some beans as well, and some different Asian vegetable varieties like wombok. Now, these supply issues do occur in our industry from time to time. We are a supply and demand-driven industry, and unfortunately, given that our crops are predominantly grown outside, we are susceptible to extreme weather events. These are generally temporary and short-term issues. We don't tend to see these events affecting prices over the long term, because as a country, we do grow quite a lot of vegetable crops in different regions. So when there are events that impact supply in one region, another region can generally pick up the slack.
Samantala, naniniwala naman si Robert Pekin na madaling makakaligtas ang mga magsasaka at mga retailer ng sariwang bilihin sa pabago-bagong pagpipresyo ng konbensyonal na merkado ng gulay sa kabila ng mga malubhang panahon. Si Robert Pekin na nagtaguyod ng Food Connect, isang social enterprise na malapit sa Brisbane na direktang kumukuha ng mga gulay at prutas sa mga magsasaka at nangangalakal lang mga ito base sa presyong idinidikta mismo ng mga magsasakang pinagkunan. Karaniwang umaabot lamang ng 200 kilometro ang layo sa mga pinagkukunan nilang mga sakahan mula sa kanilang warehouse. Nais nilang mapanatiling lokal ang kanilang pangangalakal at kakaunting distansya ang nilalakbay ng kanilang mga paninda.
So it's basically a short chain food aggregation and distribution business. Our focus is around shortening the food chain and reducing the food miles. I think our average kilometers this week was 167 kilometers. It's looking at the, you know, a global solution to food and the way, or the global food system, and how we can bring it back to something that's more common sense and is more resilient. Our model has been built around not having market forces influence our pricing. So we have what's called a true cost methodology with our farmers, where it's the farmer saying, this is our cost of production, and then we add whatever costs we need to add, and then the consumer pays that price. So it's a very different model. So we don't get affected, you know, when there's cyclones and flooding and those sort of things happen. Obviously, we got affected when the Brisbane floods happened, but as it turned out, we were the only ones who had fresh produce, even though most of our farmers were underneath that massive rain cloud in 2011. But we have seen over the 12 years, when these events happen, there is a little bit of opportunistic, I suppose, pricing. Sometimes it is very real. When cyclone took our banana crops up north years ago, you know, some of our farmers who are on a, you know, double what they would normally get, suddenly were getting half of what they were being offered, and even, you know, some of the supermarkets were saying, we don't care if you haven't got fresh care and other standards, we just want your bananas. Obviously, market forces are a very inadequate way of pricing food, particularly with the power that the supermarkets have to dictate pricing back to the farms. And as we've seen with the dollar a milk example, it's a very blunt tool and a very bad tool for pricing food, because we know there's enough food on the planet grown at the moment to feed 11 billion people, yet we have, you know, a billion people hungry and a billion people obese. And in Australia, we have no excuses at all. There's a huge amount of food that's wasted because of this inadequate pricing system, which causes such waste.
Have you observed any sort of changes in consumer behaviour?
Yeah, well, obviously our customers love us because we haven't had those price jumps. Actually, we haven't had a price increase for 13 months now. We're currently reviewing our prices, but that's only because we're resetting the prices with our farmers at the moment. But that's a normal part of our business strategy and our business cycle.
Ayon kay Rejoice, isang Pilipinang negosyante dito sa Brisbane, hindi naman nila ramdam ang kasalukuyang pagtaas ng presyo ng ilang mga gulay at hindi nila anila kinakailangan magbago ng presyo sa kanilang menu.
We use a lot of avocado. Because, you know, the Aussies, they love their avo and sardo, smash avo, really go through a few trays a week. That, and then we buy a lot of capsicum, red capsicum and eggplant. And we also have a salad bowl, which we call summer greens, and we use a lot of sweet potato, broccolini, kale. So really, really fresh vegetable ingredients. So what we do is we really just ask around, and then we talk directly to the food shop owners, and we try to get a better deal from them. Not really that much with the broccolini. We are still able to get them at a good price. Like I said, we really just shop around. And because it's a recent dish on our menu, we were able to price accordingly. So I could probably say we're not really that affected much because, for example, we don't use snow peas.
Payo ng Ausveg sa mga mamimili na magpatuloy sa pagbili ng sariwang gulay at prutas mula sa Australia at ginagarantiyan nila ang mga ito na pansamantala lamang ang kakulangan sa supply, ngunit hindi pa nila matiyakan nila kung kailan muli maaring bumalik sa dati ang presyo ng mga apektadong produkto. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.